If a child lies,
it's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Mr. Jesse, did you hear about the feller who read so much about the evils of drink that he decided to give up reading?
Leon, I ain't got no time for your foolishness today. Now stop
it. Well, when will you have time for some, Mr. Jesse?
Sam, have you put up that new case of oil? What are you doing over there? Is that a book?
Is this a multiple choice test, Jesse? Oh.
It's pretty early in the day, even for you two to start in with your nonsense.
You see, Mr. Jesse, this feller had been reading about the evils of strong drink.
Yeah. I understood the joke, Leon. What are you reading, Sam?
Summerhill.
Summerhill?
It's about a place up in the mountains.
Leon, Summerhill's about a school over in England.
A school in England?
I didn't know that.
What? How could you not know that, Sam? You're reading the book.
Well, I just started reading where it is open here. It's a chapter called Lying.
Does it say you have to stand with your nose in the ring if you get caught at it?
Leon.
No. It says if your child lies, he's either afraid of you or he's copying you.
What?
Yeah. It said lying parents will have lying children.
Who said that? Let me see that book here. Why, here's a question. What is your attitude toward fairy tales and Santa Claus?
Well, pretty good. I didn't get everything I wanted last Christmas, but I liked that tale, that Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty, Leon.
I heard he is pushed.
Pushed? Humpty Dumpty?
No, Sam, see, he's sitting on that wall.
And I had hopes for this day. Son, you've got to stop wasting your time with books you don't understand.
Oh, I understood it, Jesse. It explained to me why your boy Junior's having trouble up there at that college.
No, wait. Junior's not having trouble up there, Sam.
Well, didn't you tell me he flunked that math course again?
Well, now he never actually flunked. He was late for class.
Hey, he's going to be late for a lot of things. He's up there acting like a senior partner.
Now, Sam, Junior ain't acting like... Well, them teachers is prejudiced.
According to that book now, if they're prejudiced against Junior, they'd be against you, too.
Well, that's right, because I sell gas.